sometimes for Barney, sometimes for
that's still, doesn't it?
Watching Fontaine's Little Mermaid and the Christmas Parade video.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's going to be so embarrassing.
No, half five till half seven.
Heidi lost for words before. Oh, we all know that. She was on about, what was this, this younger person she went to bed with? Who was the girl? Maybe she was a girl. She said, I know her, she's my secret lover. Got that on here somewhere, no. Talk. 5 foot nothing. got that wrong. 3 foot nothing. Yeah, that's why I thought we should walk down that. I thought we should walk down and try and find her.
Where?
Where? Where?
Where?
Oh, you. What can I say? I've said all the words on this sound so far.
Fucking bullshit!
That'll do, there we are. I haven't had that before.
Doing sat in their guide uniform at the very least. Yeah. Outside Marks and Spencer's.
All entrances and entrance as well.
Why?
I don't know. Perhaps making sure that the same number of people came out as went in. I don't know.
But what were they doing?
I don't know what they were doing.
They must have had.
They were making a tally. They got little things. You know,
they had their uniform on.
Mind you, they didn't have the sense to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They were just doing lots of lines. So they got about 392 lines to count, but there you go.
What were they on? I'm sorry, but...
Well, Dad sort of went in and said, oh, guys with clipboards here. Do you think they've walked around for an hour? They said, no, it can't be them. It must be somebody else. They're far too busy going around the world or whatever. Didn't you go around the world last year?
No. Yeah, we always do. And get
that was just
borders.
Did you see me last year? Do that cheerleading thing.
Oh, oh yes!
So funny.
I remember.
Did you do the games, maybe?
Yeah. Ish.
Were a guide, were you? Was your guide coming?
So it was a young lady on our one.
That's
why. She had more chance of winning.
That's why.
But someone might just have the use as a spoon.
What? Do you mean there were only three young ladies there?
Well, no, but everybody was helping their...
Oh, right.
You see, Heidi and us two just had a go.
Mm. Well, it was our thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were there.
So what was that? What was Mrs. doing?
I don't know. Never got to see.
They were doing bookmarks and writing on the pen.
So should you really have been helping them?
No,
because
I was
there
doing
had loads
activity.
Of them.
They had, what's her name, the chinky? What's her name?
Yvonne and Helen and Catherine, all of them.
All of them.
Mind you, she had hundreds of her brownies there.
We had five?
Yeah, five.
Then we just sat there and looked through all of Simone's
diary.
Planner.
Yeah.
Forever friends. Yeah.
On Thursday.
Doesn't get the whip out the same
way. On Thursday, it's watching videos, including a video of the Christmas parade.
Oh, that should be
fun.
Absolutely. I think.
Yeah.
Probably ruin it quite a lot. We have something.
At least
we'll
actually get to see somebody.
At least I get to see what you look like.
Oh no.
Oh no, Sarah Anson recorded it. And then her and Sue, you know, her and somebody were watching it round at her house. And they go, "Is that Heidi?" Oh, that's dying. They were telling me one day, they go, "Were you in the Christmas parade?" And an old granny. Because they videoed it.
Yeah.
And they didn't know
Charlotte.
I was there. And
what were you, Charlotte?
A green... thing.
Gate wizard.
Thing.
Oh yeah, gatekeeper.
No, I was so embarrassed because, you know.
Very embarrassing person. It was a long way down this road, I was right.
Yeah, I'll go to Mrs. DM, can we? For sharing lists, I go, you know, I think it'd be easy if we did it too. So Becky goes, why? Because it would be a bit of a squash, wouldn't it, before of us? And then Becky says, well, who else is going? You can't take it with four. So Becky and Catherine do it.
A couple of violins, a clarinet and a guitar.
I don't think she plays the clarinet anymore. With two violins and a guitar and all our stuff, anyway, that'll be enough.
My dad say that. Oh man, it would be lovely. I said if she could get some words from your dad. He's real Dorset, isn't he? But would he mind doing it for you, Mark?
But when they came to do the railway about 2 years ago, Robert, he was great.
Was he?
Yeah.
It's all Dorset words. I mean, that would really be beautiful,
yeah.
Wouldn't it? Because I don't know anybody that knows more Dorset words
no,
than your dad
right.
would know. I thought about Robbie, because Robbie is quite Dorset, he's quite droll. And then I thought about Mark, because Mark's quite Dorset as well.
Go on, sound a sweet. Did you think
Spud
you were
Basher,
a Dorset,
sweet
you,
Basher.
Did you think you were a Dorset, wouldn't you?
No.
Mary's like me, though, she hasn't really got anything. You haven't really got a Dorset accent.
It's your Dorset as well.
Born and bred, through and through.
Do you think mine's more broad than Mary's?
Oh, yeah. Ever so. But my mum was London. No, she never had a London accent. But my dad was Dorset, through and through.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was broad.
Come from Gussage.
I suppose the thing is, mine's probably
my
still
dad was Sanford.
Because of dad, isn't it? Because of Sanford.
I think dad, I'm not sure whether he wasn't born in Sanford, he was born in King Street, where I lived.
Oh,
as a little girl. Yeah. But Nan was Sanford, and before that they were Lipshipware.
Yeah.
Because she used to work for Lily's, was that? She was in service to as a little girl.
Yeah.
And then she was taking all her washing as her babies was growing up.
You get more of an accent, more in the country, more into the heart of the country. Yes, I think you do. Than somewhere near Bournemouth. Well, I can remember Carol and I were in the office one day and her dad was talking to my father, you know. Oh, stitches. Was bit liner now.
That's lovely. That is lovely. If you could get two of them together. Like Mr. Paul when he's cutting your dad's hair.
Oh no,
no, I mean,
no,
that would
no
be
worries.
Absolutely fantastic.
Unfortunately, he came last Wednesday.
That would be a real bonus. Well, yeah, he went to Collins as well. They both look the same style.
Cool.
That's why he's got a new style this month then.
Right,
it is. He has a difference right up. Collins didn't look too bad because Colin told him to leave it a bit longer than Rob's.
I like it, it's all work, he said to me. Are you put on the calendar when you came? Have you got that thing on?
What's he go about every 6 weeks?
That's without the laxatives. That's without the laxatives. I'll give her something to put on then. How often does he go round to see your dad, Mark?
Well, he swears it's every 4 weeks, but you say to him, oh, you know, you've been all right before. Yes, why? Oh, we haven't been round, you know. Yes, I did, it was 4 weeks ago. It might be 4 weeks. It's more likely to be 6 or 7 now. But you can't blame him with the weather being bad.
Not really, because he's how old is he?
He's about the same weight and moat, though,
doesn't he? He's in his 80s,
isn't he? Gotta be, hasn't he?
Gotta be. Are you?
How many people have said that?
Thinking about getting out there, and I thought, no, I won't. Kids of Frost comes on.
The Paris is so untidy.
They do it in the grass courses, don't they?
Yeah. Grass I mean, it's good for it, isn't
did
it?
You read
really?
The thing today with, I think it's a local golf course. Someone went to the 10th tee, rolled up all the turf, and took it away.
Yes,
that's happened before.
Heard that last night.
Someone's
got
a beautiful lawn there.
Yes, we have. It's very nice.
And the corgis like
I
it too.
Yeah. Got only seats in the greenhouse.
We've got broad beans up already. Our broad beans are like that.
It covers them up with sheets of plastic.
Yeah.
Does it?
Well, just to keep them warm at night.
Don't you object, Irene?
What?
When he puts you in a sheet of plastic.
No.
We had Dave's mum up today.
How was she?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
A lot better than she was at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. She didn't want to go back. It's always a problem. She never wants to go back. But she really did enjoy herself. It's the first time she's been out of there. And
oh, is it?
Yeah. She went in there the end of September, so she had October, November, December, January. First 5 months.
Has she not been to her daughter's?
Nope. She was going to go up there Christmas Day. I was going to go up there. And she fell... Christmas Eve, wasn't it, Mum?
Christmas morning.
Yeah, Christmas morning. Put a big gash down her leg, so she never went. And since then, nobody's ever offered, so we said to her last week. Dave and I talked it over. And I didn't realise he was going to spring it quite as soon as that, but he did, and everything went all right. Yeah, I said, well, we're trying for tea for a couple of hours first.
Yeah.
So we picked her up at about 2:40, and we took her back there at 8:40.
Yeah. Did you
have
a paracat?
Yes. Oh my God. Of all the days I got to have a paracat as well.
3 o'clock to 5 o'clock something.
About 20 to 3 it went off.
Paul's mother went back about 3:45 because Steve's up watching football up his friends and they got there at 3:45.
The worst thing going on because we've had the telly on.
They reckon it was all at Broadstone and all at Corfmullen.
We weren't off.
Because I rang them up. You weren't off.
No.
Must have pinpointed your
phone. I could have gone round to Mars and ironed my jumper, couldn't I? Dear, missed it again, Mum. Yeah. I would have brought my own iron. Yeah.
Left it on the front doorstep.
Oh, weren't they greedy on Bully today?
Well, I think seeing that this
did they have
the
it
paper,
all?
Did they win it?
The horoscope.
No.
No.
Sorry, but they
300 and some odd pen.
What, and lost it?
Quite nice prizes.
That's not
lost
that
a lot.
Yeah.
So then quite a lot money
that
week.
Did you hear them say about the horoscope? Went into this programme. Her name was Leslie. And when her partner went home, they'd been to the interviewers, and I don't know quite what. Mm. She said, I can't believe what it says in the paper. It said, you're lucky. With Leslie and a TV programme. So they're quite convinced they're going to win, and I think this is what was behind it.
Oh, I did hear that, right?
Yeah, he brought the cutting with him. He said they couldn't believe it.
What, so they obviously believe in their horoscopes?
Mm.
Yeah, because you can read into it, but you want to read into it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought to myself, now if they win, I would think even more about horoscopes, but they did win.
Mm. But they just got greedy.
Yeah.
No, turn it off a minute, I've got a joke.
Stop saying
it. Turn it off.
Have you heard it?
No. Norma couldn't get it, and her voice was getting louder and louder and louder. Sat that near Tuesday night, and she was going, what did you say? It's off. And it was going louder and louder and louder. And then we had to tell her in the end.
Keep her quiet. Oh,
everybody else was in raptures. Oh, Norma.
Don't I know that that programme that's all being recorded in Cornwall is coming out this... I think it might even start last Thursday.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think
so.
Probably might not.
The Camomile.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Yeah, they've had it, excerpts of it on television, haven't they?
Well, Di saw it and part of it being recorded.
Yeah, well, it's been filmed.
With, that's it.
Yeah.
She said she'd got more fun,
didn't
she? Yeah. So she was smoking like
a trooper. Yeah, she should have
saved you their words. They should have had their little bags. Not always eat them, she said. Oh, Robin, you've had a short back inside. Mr.
Colley's
really been
here. Apparently, Robin went over to Colley. It was Colley. Someone over to say that Mr. Colley's as well. So Robin went rushing across for it. And because Robin had to get out earlier, Colin let Robin go first. He just started Collins. And he said, no, you go first. And when he finished Robin, he said, I don't want it as short as that. He was worried to death. It's what you call an economy one, isn't it?
We've taken
our
holidays before the end of March.
What was the dance that went wrong? Oh, when I got out there, but this is Wednesday night, he went out there. And there was a hair on the table still where he'd been, of Paulie. And apparently he'd lost
the
script.
When did he go to Robin this week?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, must have been Thursday. Well, he went over to Thor and they called him Robin over.
It was a good idea.
It was, yeah.
Anyway,
he at the back of it.
Yeah,
he dropped something, a screw or something. He went all over the floor.
Oh, no.
He left our desk at 10:30.
What, at night?
Yeah, he got there at 9:00.
It should be at that time. No, it should.
Doesn't make any difference as far as dance is concerned. I don't think it's good for him.
I was sweet.
And he doesn't eat, does he?
He doesn't eat.
No, not when he's going round. I mean,
cake.
He eats everybody else's food, but he doesn't cook for himself, apparently. Who was saying what his house was like? I think it was Colin. Friday.
Dad annoys me, really, because he gives him so much, you know, when he's there, well, his haircut cost him everything.
No, but feed him probably does.
Yeah. Usually gives him 2 pieces of cake, biscuits. I mean, you don't really get a spend, do you, when you go to him? And I mean, to say, if there's apples or anything like that, Dad, so you cut yourself to apples, he'll fill his bag until he can't get another thing in.
He does.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't just have a few. I mean, there's only
him.
Yeah, that's right.
He fills his bag until he can't get another one in.
He's
got to
carry them.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you'd think he'd just have a few, enough to make a pie or
that's
crumble
right.
or something, wouldn't you?
Well, the thing is, I doubt if he does make anything like that.
I mean, that's
I
being greedy. Yeah, but the whole bag full. A bit greedy, he'd have the runs for a week.
Yeah, when he goes.
He must be worth a fortune then, Mark.
I don't know if he is or not. I mean, so Dad gives him £1.50. I don't know what Robin gives him.
I don't know, no idea. I'm probably like that, I should think.
But I wouldn't think he would. I don't know, maybe he is.
Yeah, but if he doesn't spend anything. Because Colin was saying how antiquated his house is.
Yeah.
Oh, has he seen it, Colin?
I think so.
I can imagine it.
And he said he hasn't got a proper cooker or anything. Or...
No, he's got no television.
No. And when he irons,
he boils
a saucepan of water and puts the saucepan over it. I can't believe it. I said to Colin, you're shortly to jail, so he told me.
See, very often I find it. So he says he's wet, so.
Incontinent.
Yeah.
He must be 80-odd, yeah.
He must be
sort of
near 80.
You
know what I'm talking
about how old Harry Palmer is?
He's 75.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
that's just
what I said.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he's still worth a fortune?
Trouble is, you don't know anything really, do you?
Not really.
I expect he is. Yeah, I reckon Harry
Palmer. Even on paper.
Well, he's a millionaire on paper.
I mean, he was a millionaire on paper years ago when millionaires were still
well
respected.
Yeah.
Now they're to a penny, aren't they, almost?
Well, I don't know, Bob. I'm not one.
Not this little crowd.
No.
Not this crowd.
I know two of them, Syl, that I know of are definitely millionaires.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're so ordinary people that you'd never believe it. I mean, 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I wouldn't have known the soul that had been a millionaire. I mean, they wouldn't mix with the likes of us, would they?
No, that's right.
The riffraff and the rabble. But I mean, now they do. They're ordinary people.
Well, they're friends of Ron's yard,
aren't they? Yeah, but they are ordinary people.
Well, a lot of ordinary people have become millionaires.
I mean, one is Jean's mother. She is. She's a millionaire in her own right. And the other one's Harry. So you do know another one. Now, I mean, Harry, would he strike you as being a millionaire? You've met
him. No, I mean, what, Harry?
No, Harry. Are you
with? Oh, is he?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that. You see how surprised you were? He came round and dug our footings for us. And he sat there and he had his beef burger, the same as everybody else.
Yeah.
Belch, the same as everybody else. So.
Well, good luck to him.
Yeah.
I don't think money.
And now he's as ordinary as anything.
I don't think
anything.
You get everything in
life. You must be not though,
really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you get health and money.
Them being miserable.
Money can't buy you health, but I think it can definitely give you happiness.
Well, I just think it's going to be better champion paper this week. She's right. Yeah.
Is that my?
The chap is one of the many on the course.
Yeah. What is he going to buy some treatment for?
Well, he spends every penny, you know.
He's trying to find a cure for her.
She's only got, was it 3 months?
She got killed, didn't she?
Yeah.
How old is he?
They got.
Is it all girls?
Three or four girls?
I think it's three girls
and a boy. Oh, a little boy, yeah.
So they're quite young then, Mark, really? Yeah.
Is one of the
kids
very ill then?
No, it's
the
wife.
Mother.
Oh,
it's
the wife, yeah.
That's horrible,
she says that things take their course, but I mean, he said last week he spent every penny he had to get her cured, and this week he's got so much more, and he's still spending every penny.
Yeah. That's lovely.
Yeah.
There's going to be someone out there that will take him for a ride.
Sure, Judy was saying he's been reading the paper about all these people whose gold top milk was missing.
And it was a dog?
Yeah.
It was a dog, yeah. This poor milkman was refunding all the money because people can't.
The bottles put down as well.
Yeah, he's hiding the bottles somewhere. The dog.
Well, he's drinking it.
It's only gold top.
We'll go for the bear.
Oh,
they
get another milkman to follow him, apparently. And this is just get the top and down and then hiding the bottle. I did have a Friday night.
Yeah, it was a night, wasn't it? A
Jeremy Beals lot.
Yes, probably. Yeah.
I think the home video ones are not put on. They're very good. But I think some of them are ever so put on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're done.
Up, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but no, did you see on Friday night? Some of them are 4 years old.
No.
Yeah, because the date's on them, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the, you know what, you know the ones that won on Friday night, look boys, did you see it?
No, I saw it.
Yeah.
But the ones that won, where they were playing musical chairs,
yeah. Yeah.
That was 1987.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because he did say they're older now, didn't he?
They didn't
even find their
5 years.
But I don't think they're worth putting on at all. And that kid plays violin or guitar or something. I didn't say anything
about
it.
No, I couldn't see that at all.
But when they were showing some of the people in the Olympics and things like that,
oh, that was terrible.
Straight back down to the cell. What about the
little
boy that was walking around with balls of milk? His trousers were
sitting
further and further down.
I thought he was going to drop that milk.
So he hitched that up and he went on again. I thought you were
going to. There was one tramp tonight, a Scotsman in a kilt, wasn't there?
Yes.
On a trampoline.
Do you know what he's doing on?
He had a G-string.
Wait, is that
me?
Yeah.
It didn't look as though it was, but there was other than that, he had a nasty accident.
It looked as if it was his wedding, wasn't it?
Down there. Yeah, it looked like.
Yeah.
And then up on a trampoline.
No, up on a trampoline.
No, I had enough of yours, so have I.
They fighted. What's my parts got on the
warm.
So the last one.
Being cute. Oh, right. I don't want it. It's just pleasant. I thought I'd find it sort of. It's so nice and warm, but it's still February today.
That shows how old it is. There's no registration on it.
But see, we've been so cold, haven't we? So many.
Yes, that's right.
It's really great.
Lovely. Nice and warm.
And you look lucky.
Oh, fine. Still fine like hell. Oh, yeah.
They watch David
Barber. Yeah. They will not talk there. They haven't picked up
on
the
joke.
Have they all fought?
They all seem to fight your badges, don't they?
Well, these two have, haven't they, Irene? And that's from the word go. They've got their pecking order, and that's it. And
I thought we've had to give Irene back some before because they've got.
Oh, yeah.
Back and forth,
like,
these
two. Yeah, I was it was like nine little Indians, it was, wasn't it? I mean, one down, one to go. We lost some, one died. Favourite one died. And the other favourite.
Well, we lost him first.
Yeah, we lost him, and then got him back, and then he died.
Oh, right.
I thought, how dare you die on me? But these two, I mean, fine. That's work, they're
so
healthy, and they're fit.
We had to be saying you.
That's probably Bjorn there, there.
And that's from Albert too.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Did you see? Were you watching?
Brian Connolly.
No, what's that one with Les Dennis?
Dustin Jew.
What's that?
Family Fortune.
That's it. Family Fortune. Were you? Did you watch it this week?
I didn't see the start of it.
Did you see the bit of what should a man that wears a wig never do?
Yeah. I just when I switched on.
What
was it? Not going swimming.
Don't go near helicopters.
Yeah.
And don't do handstands.
Yeah.
One there.
So don't you know you've got a laugh,
Bunny.
What's that?
That's Mark.
That's mine.
Okay, all right.
Dear,
I'll
dear.
Yeah, that's straw.
What do you want, Jill?
I have some stones, please.
Stones.
I'm all right here. I've got a lot of
work. Didn't ask how you were.
Well, just for some electronic, please.
You sure?
Yes.
Do you want a little then?
No, I'm all right.
I thought they were ever so funny. They were
quite that's cold. Just when it switched on, and I didn't know what it was. The question was, but I guessed.
I was rolled up.
I mean, I would never say go near helicopter.
I told you there.
No,
I wouldn't have said go near helicopter.
No, I wouldn't have said that.
I wouldn't have said handstands.
No,
I definitely said swimming.
Don't go out in the rain. That's another one.
But it's like it's got a bonnet.
Don't scratch your head.
Yeah, that was one of them.
I did say don't scratch
your
head.
Well, have you ever noticed Jordy do that when he goes...
Oh, dear.
Mrs. Screw-Off.
Some of them say the most
they do, don't they?
Ridiculous
ones.
Well, one
of the things was they said, there's one more day on it, but he said something about going to the back door.
Yeah, and then he said go to the front door,
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah.
it?
And I thought, well, that's
stupid. That was stupid, yeah.
I suppose it's difficult when you're there, mind.
Yeah, but that was really daft. I mean, I would have given him a good kick if I'd been stood on the side of it.
Also, we had the boggle out yesterday, and we got 84 words. 16 letters.
Yeah, that was already in.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. But when once you start that, I mean, you never know where it's going to go. I mean, I was nearly bald at the side. And on top, it was terrible. I used to comb it certain ways.
That happened,
wasn't
it?
Yeah. Or moo. Is that when a lot of them come in? Are they coming there for a special reason?
Yeah,
are they? But they'll be here on the Friday night, and the rest of the dance team are coming up just for the day on Saturday.
Oh.
But Moo and Tony are staying until Sunday.
They're staying a night?
Yeah, they're staying. Because I gave them quite a lot to take to work. I said to, you know, eat just before 5 o'clock and you did. So fortunately I got home before he did, so I thought, well, I'll have something quick, I'll just have a roll. I thought, well, it's not worthwhile rubbing it in, so we'll have it. So then by the time he got in, I, you know, just didn't say anything at all. I thought it was the best thing.
Yeah.
When did he have his done then?
Oh, that was just
that was a while ago.
Friday.
For his for what we had the other day, what's it?
Cholesterol.
16
hours,
isn't
it?
Mm. Anyhow, when I get back, has anyone had these little packets of fruit and fibre through their door?
No.
But I got back and eaten those, so I was quite pleased about that. But he said the nurse said, you know, you must have something. So
I get that Tuesday.
Are you going to play that back for us?
Can't you play it back through that?
No. Who's on what then? Three whiskies.
If there was anything really badly wrong, they sent them for you. And they never sent them.
I never said that.
Morgan said make an appointment to see me in 3 weeks' time, by which time I had it back. When I went to have it done, they said to me down in the hospital that it's going to take at least 6 weeks to get it back. So I thought, well, I'll leave it 3 weeks and then I'll give them a ring and find out whether they've got it back, whether it's worth making an appointment. And this time, it's back here. That's for make me an appointment to see me. But I don't think it can be anything bad, otherwise they send.
Oh, he's not far.
No, he's not far.
I'm not unduly bothered.
I like his mom.
I just hope it shows.